Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee, where we're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. So we're kind of closed out on the book of Deuteronomy, which is a great book. It's loaded. They've made more great movies about the book of Deuteronomy, I think, than any other book. So we're in chapter 29 of Deuteronomy today. Chapter 29. I'm going to start out in verse 1. Here's what it says. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I study the King James, but I don't speak King James. I speak modern English. Verse 1 of Deuteronomy 29. These are the terms of the covenant the Lord commanded Moses to make with the Israelites while they were in the land of Moab, in addition to the covenant he had made with them at Mount Sinai. Verse 2. Moses summoned all the Israelites and said to them, you have seen with your own eyes everything the Lord did in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants, to his whole country, all the great tests of strength, the miraculous signs, the amazing wonders. But to this day, the Lord has not given you minds that understand, nor eyes to see, nor ears that hear. What's he doing? Well, he's trying to remind them where they've been, what they've been going through, and why. For 40 years I led you through the wilderness, let your clothes, your sandals did not wear out. You ate no bread, drank no wine, or any other alcoholic drink, but he provided for you, so you would know that he is the Lord your God. When we came here, King of Heshbon and King Og came out to fight against us, but we defeated them. We took their land and gave it to the tribes of Reuben and Gad, and the other half tribe of Manasseh as their grant of land. Therefore, obey the terms of the covenant so that you will prosper in everything you do. All of you tribal leaders, elders, officers, and the men of Israel are standing here today in the presence of the Lord your God. Your little ones, your wives are with you, as well as the foreigners who live among you. They chop your wood and they carry your water. You are standing here today to enter into the covenant of the Lord your God. The Lord is making this covenant, including the curses. By entering into the covenant today, he will establish you as his people. He will confirm that he is your God, just as he promised you and swore to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's not only the ones with whom I am making this covenant with its curses. I'm making this covenant with you because you who stand here today in the presence of the Lord your God, and also the future generations who are not standing here today, you remember that we lived in the land of Egypt, how we traveled through the lands of enemy nations as we lived. You have seen the detestable practices and their idols made of wood and silver and gold and stone. I make this covenant to you so that no one among you, no man, no woman, no clan, no tribe, will turn away from the Lord our God to worship these gods of other nations, and so that no root among you bears bitter or poisonous fruit. To those who hear the warnings of this curse should not congratulate themselves, thinking, I am safe, even though I'm following the desires of my own stubborn heart. This will lead to utter ruin. The Lord will never pardon such people. Instead, his anger and jealousy will burn against them. All the curses written in this book will come down to them, and the Lord will erase their names from under heaven. That's a scary thought. God is going to erase your names from under heaven. The Lord will separate them from the tribes of Israel, pour out on them all the curses of the covenant recorded in the book of instruction. Then the generation to come, both your own descendants and the foreigners to come from distant lands, will see the devastation on the land and the diseases the Lord inflicts on it. They will exclaim, the whole land is devastated by sulfur and salt. It is a wasteland with nothing planted and nothing growing, not even a blade of grass. It's like the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which the Lord destroyed in his intense anger. And all the surrounding nations will ask, why has the Lord done this to your land? Why was he so angry? And the answer will be, this happened because the people of the land abandoned the covenant that the Lord, the God of the ancestors, had made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. Instead, they turned away to serve and worship idols and gods they had not known before. Gods that were not from the Lord, This is why the Lord's anger is burned against this land, bringing it down every curse recorded in the book. In great anger and fury, the Lord uprooted his people from the land, banished them to another land where they will still live today. The Lord our God has secrets known to no one, but we are not accountable to them. We and our children are accountable forever for all that he has revealed to us, so that we may obey all the terms of his instruction. You know, that's just a great passage. God's saying, okay, here's what we've done. Here's why I did it. Here's who I did it to. And here's the reason. There's no secrets to God. God tells everything, lets everybody know everything. There's nothing hidden to the people of God. God said, I'll show you. I'll tell you. I need you to be obedient. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. It's a real simple process. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So, if you get some time, open up Deuteronomy. It's a great book. You know, I used to go to bed and I'd try to read for about 30 minutes before I go to sleep. Because reading the Bible will make you sleepy. At least it does to me. Now I love to study, but late at night, if I'm just reading, not studying, just reading through Scripture, I've said it before, sometimes it might take me 30 minutes, sometimes it might take me 15. Pretty soon my eyes will start, I'm sleepy. Why? You're reading the Word of God. It puts you to sleep. Then when I get up in the morning, I have a verse I start off on. Father, I want to thank you. This is the day you have made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And I get beside my bed and I'll just kind of twirl around for a few minutes, just thanking God. And so you start your day with praise, start your day with thanking God. Then you find some time during the day where you get your Bible. And I tell people, if you'll just read 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, it'll change your life forever. Because reading the Word of God makes you hungry for more of the Word of God. It's a real simple system. The more you read, the more you want to read. The more you learn, the more you learn. It's really good. So, guys, give attention to the Word of God. It's really good. It'll change your life. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.